Why your dress got a collar?
I don't know. Because I just got it.
I'm Lauren from the Bad Girls Club.
Okay. I clearly have not seen that, so I feel really lost and left out.
You know, Lauren, unfortunately, the Bad Girls Club is a program that still happens. And, you know, now that TV producers fake care about the physical well-being of these reality stars.
Okay.
You know, they've got a life coach on there and trying to teach them how to walk straight and keep their panties, you know, tucked underneath.
Clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
not moist.
You know, grow their edges back and all these great things. So now, you know, they're having these moments. So I don't know how I feel about that, but Lauren from the last season was a gem.
Lauren
and Delilah. Racist Delilah.
I've seen GIFs on Tumblr. Is Lauren the black girl with the weave or no?
The Tamar weave.
Yeah, that's her?
Yes.
Okay.
She is a ton of fun. She's super country and she's funny as hell.
Okay.
Like, I kind of want to go to like Margaritaville with her or something. She's just,
that almost makes me want to watch.
I usually hate all of them. Like every season, I will watch some of it. I'll maybe watch like the first three episodes of Bad Girls Club and I'll just be like, I cannot do this anymore. All of these women are just so dumb. Like I just can't.
Right.
Like I have a Kia moment where I just log out. I just can't do it anymore. And then, but this one, it's because of Asante.
Yeah, Kia is good for Asante being like this project.
Right,
I
here,
won't do it.
I just
not me and my Jesus.
Can't
not today. So
let me know when Fix My Choir comes on.
I understand that about Asante though. Y'all be getting me into y'all shit with
it's
your little
so
reenactments and everything.
Funny.
It is. It is.
I also would like to reenact one Blue Ivy,
mm-hmm.
who. We just have to acknowledge once again that this young lady knows the magnitude
almost
of her
definitely.
Family tree when she was being escorted to the private jet. And she informed all of those bitches backstage to say good job. Not only did she say, like, she did direct them to
right.
say good job. The shade was that she said first. She was like, everybody say good job.
Everybody like, say good job.
I'm not sure if you all forgot, but that was my goddamn mama out there. That was her, and I demand that you applaud this bitch right here and now.
Pretty much. Like, I don't know if you motherfuckers said good job before I showed up, but say it again so I can see you.
You
like,
see her walking through here.
Bitch, we're
you
royalty.
You see her in her stained glass
you
unitard.
See her.
And she, like, how dare you not open your mouth and give her the honor that she deserves.
Right.
Blue Ivy was over it.
At the bare minimum, you should be thanking God that you had the chance to look at Beyonce. Like, how are you silent right now? Bitch, speak up. Blue Ivy ain't got time for y'all shit, ever. And then the pictures of her came out with them in France, and she is just like...
She's now disgusted with the pop price.
She like, just cannot believe that y'all don't have nothing else to
like,
do.
Like... I'm building a sandcastle here. Like, I've just completed the right wing and I'm working on the left. And here you come, accosting me with your motherfucking flashes and shit in the middle of the bright ass goddamn day.
Right.
Like, why don't you go and get a big buffer? Find something to do with your life. Like,
hollering out my name, talking about blue, blue, like I know you. Bitch, don't talk to me.
Like,
girl, the fuck?
Shoo shoo.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, black excellence this week.
Yes. Oh, it's not Blue Ivy?
Well, yes, but also a young man by the name of, I want to say, Mosiah Bridges. So many people told me about this young man who is absolutely adorable. 12-year-old boy from, oh shit, what city is he from? I'll work on that. Either way, the young man has his own bow tie company that in the last 3 years has already gained $150,000 in sales.
Wow.
$150,000 American black ass dollars
in bow tie sales.
12. And do you want to know why this young man sells bow ties? Didn't feel like none of you bitches were stylish enough. Like, you couldn't capture the essence that young Bridges was going for. Like, this young man was like, I'm tired of going into Macy's. I'm tired of going into wherever the hell else my mama drags me to and not seeing the bow tie that I want.
Mm-hmm.
His grandmother taught him how to sew. He says that his mother, his grandmother, and three other seamstresses work for him. And since he's the CEO, he can work on it when he feels like it and bring in the money that this young man is bringing in. I don't blame him. He's like, look, I have 1 to 6 whole periods. And I don't, like, I have 6 school periods.
Right.
And a wave of lunch. I don't have time for this. So just make sure that the bows are creased and perfected when I get home. So right. we can get up on MoesBowsMemphis.com, which is Memphis. Where you can go.
Okay.
There you go. That's where he's from. Moes Bows. That's M-O-S BowsMemphis.com. Check it out. The bows retail for like $40 and they're really, really, really cool. So
congratulations.
Shout out to him. You know, go and support this young entrepreneur. So happy to see young black people doing amazing things.
A Christmas gift for the cap in your life.
Anyway, so since you've already started going downhill.
I mean, whatever, because this week has been garbage, so.
I mean, absolute.
All the stories you have are just shit, and I know it, so.
Every one of them.
I know that.
Like, every one of them.
I just wonder, like, which of the shit pile you're going to go for first.
So, apparently French Montana and Khloe Kardashian broke up.
Okay.
And quote-unquote insider.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning somebody that work at In-N-Out Burger. Just like anybody who has
the whenever they have these sources, it's always the girl who gave Khloe her fries.
Or like, right.
whoever painted her baby toe at the nail shop last week. It's never somebody who actually
she
knows these
extra
people.
She wanted Chick-fil-A sauce and I just gave it to her. Right. You know, like, I just gave it.
I didn't even charge her 75 cents for that Polynesian. You know.
So.
Just, I'm a fan.
The quote says that things got too heavy and Khloe needed to take a step back. And then she felt that the rapper French was too needy for her tastes.
Gross.
Of course he fucking was, mama. He sees what you're out here doing for the rest of these rap niggas. Getting them fucking instant VIP and shit. They don't gotta pay for no more motherfucking bottles.
Oh, shit.
They don't have to, like, all their niggas get into the club free. Like, what the fuck?
Right. Was his number one need, though, not his wife, and then number two wasn't the kids? Like,
was that what it is?
Were those the problems where you were like, this is intense, the whole marriage and everything that you have. I can't. This is complicating my relationship with you.
He must have been, like bringing 5 pit bulls into their house and, like...
I don't know what she was thinking. He looks like an unbaked roll of cookie dough. Like, if you just had, like, peanut butter cookie and you just kind of let that dough lay out, like, all day.
Yeah,
and it just kind of got soft and just, like...
I feel like Kris Jenner just came downstairs and she went to the fridge to get her breakfast. And then here is this nigga at the kitchen table, just, like, with a barber.
And she was just like, so...
A shape up. Nigga, 7 in the morning. What are you doing in my house getting a haircut?
Why do I feel like they all live with Kris?
Yeah.
like the compound, like the Jenner fucking headquarters and shit. And they all just live in like different wings of Kris's house.
Are you shooting a music video in my bathtub?
What are you First of all, whose Negro are you?
Which one do you want?
Which one of my daughters is fucking you? Okay. So, all right.
All righty.
So now that I have that under control.
What was your last hit? I can't do anything with
name
that.
Name it.
So you have a week.
Right.
To evacuate. Like, this is just very much like Kris was like, this can go nowhere.
Right.
Nowhere, Khloe. Nowhere.
Kris Jenner had to Google French Montana, so it was not going to last. Like, the name wasn't big enough. The music wasn't hot enough.
I'm tired of the bank calling me about all of these damn Ciroc pineapples. That I got on my motherfucking statements. I'm not purchasing any of their fucking amarettos. None of this. I don't buy Hypnotic. You need to tell this nigga to leave. Like,
right.
like that's.
Khloe, what the fuck is Dax? And why is there a shipment? What? Get this fool out of my house. And so he had to go. Whatever.
I'm not buying this nigga no more red monkey jeans, Khloe. Get him out. Get him out of my house.
Had to go. He had to go.
Whatever. So apparently. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift hate each other?
How random.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what?
I don't like either one of them. So if they like rip out each other's hair, I'm just going to be there like fantastic.
Well, Katy Perry has been like gradually getting on my nerves lately.
Like,
but
yes.
Taylor Swift, I just can't. She had that one song that I liked. And then ever since then, it's just been nothing. And I just can't deal with her hoe ass at all. But. So I did not hear about this. So what happened?
Apparently Taylor has a new song called Bad Blood and it's like a sneak diss to a fellow female pop star. And she spoke about it briefly and said something, you know, to the effect of this nameless woman is trying to ruin her career and hire people from under her and blank, blankety, blank, blank.
Okay.
I don't know. Somehow Twitter stans crossed the T's and dotted the I's and figured out that I guess she was talking about Katy Perry. And the story goes that Katy Perry once had three dancers that toured with her. When the tour was over, they went and signed up for Taylor Swift's tour because they needed, you know, someone to be dancing in those fucking knee guards, whatever the fuck that bitch was.
I mean, a check is a check.
Hello?
I really don't give a shit which one of you bitches is up front as long as my money is here on time.
Nobody is going to Champs and buying sweatpants for these motherfuckers, but
ain't that it?
Them.
Come on.
Okay, they are feeding their motherfucking selves.
Shit.
They're purchasing all of the frozen mozzarella sticks, bitch, and they have to get it the way that they're gonna fucking get it.
Right.
So, all right, so if Katy ain't, giving them a job, they're gonna go dance where in the fuck else. I've seen Ashley dancing with Ciara since she started working with Beyonce. Beyonce was off tour. Beyonce was being a mama, and Ashley has got to eat.
Right.
So she is going to go and dance her motherfucking ass off where she needs to dance.
Period.
And make her motherfucking money. Anyway, apparently, when Katy got back on tour, those dancers went right back to Katy Perry. And Taylor was not very
I mean, can you really blame them between the two of them? Which, I mean, it's already a gross choice that you have to make here, but if I had to choose one of them to work for, it would be Katy Perry. I guess
if I had to choose one of them to work for, it would literally be like death.
Like, I mean, it's like asking me if I want to get shot on the left or the right side of my brain. Like,
right.
I don't, can I? So neither is just not.
I don't have,
I mean, can I just lay down and die quietly? I don't, this doesn't have to be,
what did I do to deserve it?
I mean, did I do something to you?
The dancers claim, or this is just what I read on the internet approximately 2.5 hours ago. The dancers claim that they never said, or they told their people, Taylor's people specifically, that they weren't trying to do the full tour. That way, if they, you know, had the opportunities to go and dance for someone else or, you know, chase a bigger check, then they could go do that. So, of course, when Katy got back on the tour or back on the road, they went with her. And so now these heifers is beefing, which, you know, what have you.
I mean, Katy Perry, dancers. You can't just get some more dancers.
I mean, there's so many of them. Like, girl, just go. They're all out here hungry.
I was going to say, they're all over the fucking city.
Over here showcasing their talent, just ready for you to give them a job.
On the subway, even. Like, you trying to tell me Taylor Swift can't find some more dancers? Girl, the fuck?
Maybe it's the principal. Katy Perry tweeted, "Watch out for the Regina George in sheep's clothing."
That sounds like it could be about Taylor Swift.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense. I keep telling you girls that all of this, like, I keep trying to tell you girls that this, she's always acting fake shocked and acting like a newborn, like a chick, like she just like hatched. Mm-hmm. Like she's just always acting like she's brand new to planet Earth. Like
and she dances like a baby colt and she knows it. She does that weird, awkward, terrible, like Elaine from Seinfeld dancing. And I feel like she does it like as part of her act. Like, look how ridiculous and I am, and I can be so goofy and ugly and humble and down to earth.
Like Jenga.
Right. Like, it's all just a joke.
Like, when it's just about to fall over.
Yes, that's what she, like, the shit is just, it's long and straight and then wobbling. And you're just like.
Just crumble and leave us all.
Just collapse.
Just
let the game be over.
Get through this.
Yes.
So I totally believe that. But on the other hand, I also think that Katy Perry is a nutcase and not well and not funny and
Just great for us because we don't like either one of them, so.
Yeah, so I think it's absolutely, you know, delicious, and hopefully they keep up the mess.
Yeah, you bitches go ahead and fight it out.
Absolutely, go for it. So I think that from here we just basically have the story of all the thug niggas of the week.
Okay,
so let's start with Apollo Nida
whatever
Nada.
Not, never mind. I almost said something so inappropriate.
So Mama was Mama was apparently supposed to be reporting to prison today for her 8-year stay.
Jesus, 8 years.
8 whole years.
Nigga, 8 hours sounds like an eternity. 8 years, bruh.
That's what you get.
Nigga.
Taking people's money.
8 years, nigga. 8 years. Woo. Shit.
So first of all, I've been hearing that Apollo and Phaedra have not been getting along well for the past few months. Surprise, surprise. He's been apparently drowning his sorrows in the ass cheeks of strippers and whatever money's left in his allowance account. And
Phaedra still gives him money.
I mean, I've assumed that maybe he saved some of it.
I thought it was leftover stolen check money. Like, what else are you going to the strip club with?
Wouldn't like the authorities confiscate? Like, wouldn't they take that money?
Oh, maybe Bravo Andy sent him his last check. You know, like, what? Save it.
Like, look, girl,
you better ration that shit out.
This is all we can do for you.
This is your reunion show check, nigga, and you know it should last.
But anyway, he was supposed to go to a report to the prison today, this morning, and apparently did not do that.
Really?
And somehow showed up at Phaedra's house and, like, forced his way inside and was screaming about why she wouldn't put money on his books.
Already? If you watch Orange is the New Black, you know it takes a couple weeks, Apollo. Plus, you've been,
like,
here before.
What is, like, okay, cut it down.
Right.
The hot Cheetos are going nowhere. Like, they're going to be in commissary regardless.
Right.
It's like, don't fight this. Don't make this any worse than it already is. You know, your boyfriend that you left from four is probably still there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have...
I'm sure your man is still there.
You're going to have to just stand up in your responsibilities and consequences of whatever slick shit it is that you said when you left there the last time. Like, you know,
are you nervous about going back?
You know, Apollo said something like just nasty to his man. Like,
you know he did. You know he did.
That's why your ass is going to be here forever. You ain't never going to be shit. Your mama don't know you.
Oh, shit. And so now when you take your ass back to prison, your man gonna be sitting there posted up waiting, like, waiting. Oh.
And those drawers will be washed.
Surprise, bitch.
Didn't think you'd see me again, did you?
Hmm.
So yes, I don't know what's going on. They say that the Bravo cameras were rolling this entire situation.
I know that.
I feel like these reality stars probably just have, like, chips implanted in them. It's like tracking devices in their skulls or something.
Right.
Or their wrists. Because I didn't even know that they were filming right now. So how the fuck?
It's Apollo's going to prison day. Of course they're filming. Of course they are. They was gonna film something. Like, oh shit, maybe Bravo told Apollo to come over and act out so they could send him another check and put it on his books. He was thinking about himself.
Maybe.
Has he not gone and turned himself in yet? I mean, you can't just chill.
I feel like you have to. I mean,
you can't just stay your ass at home, right? Like, oh, you know, I'm good. I'll come next week.
He was supposed to be there at noon and didn't go. And so now there's apparently an arrest warrant that's going to be issued for his ass. So go ahead and leave Magic City or Trax. Or is Trax still open?
Is Trax still open? That's a good question.
Wherever you are.
Wherever you at.
And going over there and fulfill your...
How is there an arrest warrant for Apollo and not for Darren Wilson? How is that a thing?
You know, this is our America.
Okay.
Let
me not.
So, you know, there's that.
Let me not get that real. Good luck, Apollo, I guess. God. I hope there's plenty of fresh booty hole for you in there waiting on you. Something for you to snack on.
I just want for Iyanla to do, like,
no, you don't.
A Fix My Life live from the prison with Apollo. I feel like it would be the best. Iyanla Fix My Life is literally one of the best shows on television. Like,
it's terrible.
It's so good.
It's like, so bad. It is really so wretched. Good.
I watched this episode of this man who has 34 kids. The man has 34 natural children. Like he... God, bitches, 34 children, like, in the world, belong to him. And then nine others that he claims that aren't biologically his. Nigga, you already got 34 of your own.
No. Like, now it's not the time to be generous.
I know you don't. Like, you can't.
No. Leave them, like, other nine assorted kids alone.
And it's like a two-part episode, and, like, he has, like, this, like, fucked up relationship with his parents, and they
no
were like,
shit,
like, his daddy was like a hippie or some shit, and like I don't know, his mom, like, it was just like all his crying and shit. And Iyanla is just, she just makes the show. It's bad enough that this man is on national television with his litter,
right,
of children. Like, just like all of these fucking kids, like, these don't even know each other. Like,
Wait, so you my sister? Because you kind of fine. Like, ew, like, gross. Hey,
so don't, like, so many of them.
How many baby mamas does he have?
17. And all of them hate each other. And it's just like, it's so good. Because Iyala, like, Iyala, wait, because we have to just acknowledge this. This Iyala got 34 black baby dolls and set them on a porch.
No, she didn't.
A color purple ass porch, and told this nigga to hold as many of them as he can. And he could hold like 12. And she was like, "You're already overwhelmed with these 12 kids in your hands. Look at all the ones behind you." And it's just like 25 more kids behind. And then he got pissed, and then he put all the dolls down, and she was like, what is this? What are you doing? And she picked all of them back up and put them back in his hands. Like, it is the great, if you have never watched
it, it sounds wretched.
It is so good. Like, it's so funny, and it's not supposed to be, but it just is. Anyway.
I really want to talk to the girl who knew he had 33 kids and was like, sure, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah, let's just go ahead.
What are you? Okay, I'm just. All right, y'all are just. I'm gonna pray.
His anaconda didn't say it didn't want.
It didn't say no. All of it. Yes, it wanted some of everybody.
Buns, biscuits,
no exclusions.
Pastries.
No one's left out.
Tapas.
Big, small, short, tall.
All of it.
All of you with a vagina, come hither.
Miss Jackson, Floyd Mayweather's ex, is suing him for battery, defamation,
okay,
assault,
yes,
false imprisonment,
Jesus God,
and much more.
False imprisonment.
I don't.
How do you? Okay, you know I'm not a lawyer, so all right.
Yeah,
and I mean, don't like Floyd Mayweather, so do your worst.
And she's being represented by Gloria Allred.
Oh so, shit, she done found a rich white woman. Lord Jesus,
you know this is her shit. So
you about to write a check? That's about to happen.
She claims that in 2012, shortly after Floyd was released from a 3-month jail sentence for beating up his child, his mother, his baby mama, completely different woman. Ms. Jackson says that Floyd twisted her arm.
Yeah.
And pushed her into a wall. No, twisted her arm and choked her.
Oh, yikes. Okay.
I mean, just violence.
Right. I mean, just terrible.
And she says also in 2013, he pulls a gun on her, pointed at her foot, and said, "Which toe do you want me to shoot?" So now this nigga think he quick.
I was going to say, like, so just, is this Harlem Nights?
Like,
or?
You, all of a sudden, you, Eddie Murphy, nigga, you just, there's something wrong with her.
Like, did she say, like, my pinky toe? Or
no, it doesn't say that.
Okay.
But I mean, let me say.
Let's not, so, right.
She also says that's not the first time that he held her at gunpoint, and once he demanded for her to take off her engagement ring while holding a gun. Like, a whole bunch of
Jesus.
Just really violent.
Sick shit.
Sick, terrible thing. So, you know, in tears, she had, like, a little press conference, and she said that she's suing him for invasion of privacy, emotional distress, for the time that he got on social media and accused her of, you know, having that, you know, had the abortion shit where he
right
was
when
she,
he twit picked the abortion receipt,
right? So
I mean, girl,
flash another check then, girl, do that. If that's what Floyd loves to do, go ahead and Instagram another check. Yeah. Or whatever, the check should be made out to Miss Jackson, and then you can put in parentheses "if you nasty," just put like the letter U or whatever. Like, give her her goddamn money. Don't even argue with her. Give it to her, because everybody believes her. Like, we don't, like, we're all sick of your shit anyway.
Nobody thinks that she's lying about this. It's fucking Floyd Mayweather. Like, I mean, and he brags about the fact that he doesn't have to be smart or make good decisions or be a decent person because he's so fucking rich.
Spell.
He knows that. And the people who work for him and around him are like, I mean, yeah, he's a terrible person, but he takes really good care of us. He gives us lots of money and buys us whatever we want. So, money team forever. Yeah. Congrats. And that's really how people are. Like, they don't give a fuck at all that this girl went through whatever heinous abuse. Ugh, I can't. Floyd Mayweather is one of them people where I just have stopped trying. Like, I've stopped. I usually try to see the good in almost everybody, but Floyd Mayweather can go to hell. Like, that motherfucker is just completely fucked up. All the way.
So, speaking of violent men in sports, all the internet has been talking about Ray Rice, who is a sports player.
Mm-hmm. Well, not anymore.
Well, was. A player for the Baltimore Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
I know things about sports.
Well, I mean, okay. No, you don't.
I read.
That, it was all over everywhere, so of course you knew that.
You know what? My moment is mine.
Okay.
So, Ray Rice was accused, well, not even accused, but it came out that Ray Rice had beat up his then fiance, now wife, which is confusing in itself. Janae Rice.
Yeah.
In an elevator a few months ago. After that whole thing came out, I think that he got like a 2-game suspension or something,
mm-hmm,
from the Ravens. Everybody talked about it on Black Twitter for, it felt like a couple of days or something. You know, niggas, but like, I'm going to get to it.
Okay.
But just a few days ago, TMZ posted a video of the actual altercation in the elevator. I didn't watch it. I didn't want to see it. But apparently it's very, very graphic and disturbing. He like literally punches his fiance, his wife,
mm-hmm,
in the face and knocks her out cold. Like,
yeah, she hits her head on something and she's like instantly unconscious, and then he just kind of looks at her like, bitch, that's what you get for getting in my way. Like, he just seems very calm about himself, like, oh, I've knocked this bitch out many times before and I will knock her out many times in the future. Like, he has no sense of being upset or alarmed at what he's done. And then when the elevator doors open, he just kind of picks her up and like half carries, half drags her ass out of the elevator and then just kind of leaves her there. Like, her body, her feet are still in the elevator doors. Like, he doesn't even... It's terrible. I watched it. I did watch it. I saw it once and that was all I needed to see. But I didn't need to see anything else when we saw the other video. Like, when the tape came out the first time from just like the lobby.
Oh, I didn't know there was a first tape.
Yeah, the first tape is why he got the 2-game suspension, because you could just see the elevator doors opening and he was like kind of half carrying her out, like I said. And so that's when people were like, okay, well, did he hit her? Or like, people were trying to figure out what happened, because honestly, at first, my first thought is not that people are beating each other. Like, before I knew anything else about it, I just thought she was drunk as hell and he was carrying her out of the elevator and then, you know, like, she fell or whatever. So not until more details came out did I realize he hit her. But then TMZ, you know, them motherfuckers is everywhere. They got people everywhere. TMZ, I don't know how.
It's very room.
The TMZ is in here right now. They could leak the read tonight before it comes out tomorrow and we would just be like,
none of us are safe.
Like, at all. So TMZ put out that whole video and now it's just been like one big piece of shit after the other.
Well, a cold, you know, a nice cold fuck you to him.
Yes. Absolutely.
And anyone who, you know, try to side with him, and all the dumbasses who are talking about how TMZ ruined his career.
Girl, really? So TMZ is the one who beat up Janae in the elevator, or?
I did not know that TMZ could literally, like, materialize itself from a computer or a phone screen and just knock people out.
Right.
Like, that, we should really be afraid for, mm-hmm, our lives if that's the case.
Well, the Ravens terminated his contract like, yeah, immediately after everybody else saw the video. So.
Yes, not when they apparently received the video, mm-hmm, in April.
Yes,
but when the video leaked and we all saw it.
Right, that's when it became a big deal.
Oh, our hands are tied now. Like, is it any secret that like, I'm just, Ray Rice is surely not the only man in the NFL who is violent with women.
No,
like,
certainly not.
You know, so definitely I just feel not. Like, I'm not surprised that whoever the fuck at the NFL would try and, you know, cover it up or just, mm-hmm, keep it under the rug or whatever and have him go out there and play the fucking game. Because, like, fans really upset, like,
yeah,
TMZ or upset her. Like, they like, they the ones that got, yeah, punched in the,
oh,
fucking
people
face.
Are real mad about Ray Rice not playing for the NFL anymore. Like, it's like the anger just seems to be so completely misguided. Like, it's all about this crazy bitch and you don't know what she did and maybe she spit on him or maybe she hit him. Like, that girl looks like she weighs maybe 140 pounds at the absolute most. You trying to tell me a nigga who plays in the NFL, you trying to tell me a man who plays in the NFL was so threatened by this tiny little girlfriend that he has, that she, you know, slapped him or whatever else did to him, anything, and he felt like it was okay to then knock her ass the fuck out. Like, that makes sense to y'all? Somebody who gets hit and beat up for a living? That bitch, that don't curl over. Like, don't, that don't make sense. No part of your story adds up at all.
The thing about it to me is that with crimes against women, or like violence against women, mm-hmm. at the hands of men, are always debated, even if it's very clearly wrong. Like, right. rape, domestic abuse, emotional abuse, like anything like this. Anytime that a man is like violent towards a woman, it's yeah. like, it seems as though it's debated, or the woman is blamed, or it's like, well, what did she do? Mm-hmm. Like, you got raped? Or, what were you wearing?
Right. Or why you got beat up?
Yeah. What did you say to him? Why are you still there? Why didn't you tell anyone you got raped? Because right. you niggas weren't going to do anything about it.
Why isn't anybody asking these men, why did you stick your dick in her without her fucking permission?
Why did you, like, smash her face into the windshield and then drag her home?
Right. Why are you still with her if she makes you so angry that you feel like you need to hit her? Which is obviously not a reason to hit somebody, but if that's how you feel, if you feel like she's just taking you there over and over, then why are you still with her, ass nigga? Break up with her and go be with somebody else. Nobody's asking y'all these questions, and that's where y'all got the game fucked up. Speaking of dummy niggas, did you hear about Floyd Mayweather speaking out about this video?
No.
He said at first, like this morning or yesterday, at some point in time, he was saying that he felt like the NFL was being too hard on Ray Rice, and there's stuff that happens in everybody's home and it's just not public knowledge and ain't no cameras around and all this shit. And it's just like, of course you would say that shit. But then this afternoon he came back and was like, oh, I was speaking on it. I didn't see the tape. So never mind.
Floyd,
so
you need to be teaming up with Big Bird to figure out what the letter and okay. the number of the day are.
Let's talk about who you need to be caping shit
for everybody in the fuck else. Okay, so you go meet Grover, Big Bird, Snuffleupagus, Elmo, and Oscar right on down at Sesame Street, and you figure out what the hell is going on down. Get yourself tooked on some Phoenix, and you leave everybody in the fuck else alone.
Yes,
when it comes to domestic violence, you don't even talk about it. You already got somebody suing you for beating their ass. And then beating their ass right after you got out of jail for beating another woman's ass. You don't have a dog in this here fight, sweetie. Mm-hmm. So you shut your mouth. Like, just don't say nothing else. Yeah. Don't say anything else. Bathe in some more champagne and, you know, call some strippers over there and keep your hands to yourself, hopefully. And just leave us alone. You and everyone. Like, I don't.
You need to go find some fucking flashcards, a fucking tutor, some Sylvan Learning Center, whatever you need to get in your life, nigga. If you need to get you some Dr. Seuss books and start sounding out some words, whatever it takes. But for you to be speaking on somebody else's domestic violence situation and then ain't even seen the tape that got him kicked out of the league, like, why are you talking about it if you haven't, you don't know what the fuck you are talking about?
Because dumb. That's why.
So you feel confident enough to say that the NFL was too hard on Ray Rice, but you didn't actually see what Ray Rice did?
Because dumb.
Just dumb. Just
that
stupid.
Is going to be the title of a book for me. Okay. Written specifically for dumb bitches that always have the first and the loudest comment. Like, you know you're dumb. Like, you know it. You know that you are dumb. You just tweeting because you want to see 140 characters or less with your little picture next to it. You just want to have something to fucking say. And you don't care that it possibly makes zero sense. But you just want to tweet just to tweet. Would mm-hmm. you leave us alone? Just leave us alone. Please, mm-hmm. please stick to what you know. Talk about basketball shorts or,
yes.
or hair gel power on Showtime or whatever fuck Cinemax. Whatever the fuck it is that you mm-hmm. talk about.
Your mama locked the gate at 10 and you got to be home or else she will not let you in.
Absolutely.
Whatever is relevant in your life.
The strain of the month.
Come on. You need to speak on that. But let's not talk about domestic violence when we, first of all, already have a detailed and storied history of domestic violence. Like, this is no secret that Floyd Mayweather has beat up women. Like, we literally just talked about it in the last story. Like, it's not like don't nobody notice about you. So, nigga, shut up.
That's like if Chris Brown would be like, so girl, you know what you shouldn't do? Hit women, Ray. Shame, shame.
You'd be like, so,
you know what, NFL, this is Breezy. Get my new album X coming to you in 5 days, and I feel like you're just doing the most. Like,
right,
Chris Brown is shutting his motherfucking ass up, right, because he has some sense.
Oh, praise, so ain't God, nobody talking about me? Amen. That is the mentality.
This ain't got nothing to do with Christopher Maurice. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Ain't that it? Let me move the fuck on with my life. That's what the fuck you need to do.
Janae Rice herself also gets a huge thumbs down because she took to Instagram or some shit and posted some this long sob story about how she feels like she's still in a nightmare and she's mourning the death of her closest friend, and the public is causing them to relive a horrible moment that they both regret, and they're taking away something that the man she loves worked his ass off for, and this is our life, and don't make us feel like this, and we are going to continue to grow and show the world what real love is.
Oh, girl. Oh, girl.
What real love is, Janae?
You know what she sounds like? The fake Rihanna from the Law & Order SVU episode that we saw.
That,
remember that shit?
Is it.
When Law & Order did that fake Rihanna and Chris Brown shit, and the fake Rihanna was like, oh, but he loves me. Oh, girl, this is what you sound like right now.
But they did like this whole thing on Twitter after that, which there was like a hashtag movement, why I stayed and why I left.
Mm-hmm.
And people were sharing their stories of what made them stay in violent relationships and then why they left. And it mm-hmm. was like a lot of the people who shared, they, you know, found, I guess they could relate to situations like that, where a lot of women who are in abusive relationships, I don't know how you could feel that way, but I'm like not surprised that she's defending him. Like, I'm not. It's sad and it sucks because even when it came out that he had been terminated from the Ravens, I was like, girl, pack a bag.
Right. It's a bad day.
Like, pack a bag tonight. Because for all we know, this nigga could be blaming you mm-hmm. and decide that he wants, and you know, a round to finish her. Like,
right.
It could just be
something
like
something crazy.
Just something nuts. And so,
I never got that either, but somebody explained to me, like, I never understood why women would stay or marry or have kids with somebody that was beating them. But thank God it's like the one of the few times I actually learned something from a Twitter hashtag, because people were breaking it down like, you don't just start a relationship and the nigga's just beating your ass. Like,
yeah.
Something happens. The abuser isolates you from the situation and makes you feel like nobody else cares about you. And it takes time for them to get to that point. And so then when they do, when they've stripped you of your self-esteem and you don't have nobody to turn to and you feel like don't nobody love you but this nigga, and then it's just once. And then 6 months later, it's again. And then another 6 months. And then it just like, it keeps growing mm-hmm. and you keep feeling like it'll change and it keeps
it
not.
It starts as emotional
abuse. It's fucked up. Right, right. Mm-hmm. It starts off that way. And so,
because I know people myself that are in emotionally abusive relationships and it doesn't get violent, but they have this same mentality where it's just absolutely clear that this person is shit.
Right.
And provides nothing but like heartache for you. And you're still just kind of like, you know, you make excuses for them and you blame yourself or you blame everybody else, and you don't really get down to the fact that you should really just leave.
Right.
So I'm not surprised, you know, that, you know, it's the exact same situation with her, but this, like, he apparently did not just punch her and seem surprised. It didn't seem like it was the first or the last time.
He punched her and then looked at her like, look at this thing I dropped. Hopefully somebody picks it up. Like, how dare you be unconscious right now when the elevator door is about to open? You bitch. Like it's her fault that you fucking socked her in the face or whatever and she hit her head. Like, nigga, you did this. It's complicated. The whole domestic abuse victim situation is complicated, but I do appreciate the internet for teaching me, you know, reasons why that happens, because that's always been something that confuses the hell out of me. But you have to understand that these people, abuse victims, male and female, are not, they're not operating from a regular, like, point of view,
right,
like somebody with a healthy self-esteem is, or somebody with a decent self-worth, or somebody who, like, something has happened to these women. If they were these women before who were just, like, very confident and sure of themselves, then they aren't anymore. Like, some fucked up shit has gone on, and I don't completely understand it, but I do know that beating the person you with is wrong. And Ray Rice ass deserved all this shit and more. And he deserved it when the shit first happened. And fuck you, Roger Goodell. Your ass is finally going down. And I personally cannot wait. Because remember, ignorance is not an excuse. Remember that? Remember when you told my locker room that? Now you about to face it for your damn self, bitch. Because he swears.
He tried our saying?
I'll have to tell you about the bounty and what happened with Bounty Gate. But that motherfucker swore up and down that nobody in the NFL has seen this video, and to his knowledge, nobody in the NFL, none of them, nobody who works for the NFL has seen the full video of Ray Rice whooping Janae's ass. Really? So TMZ got it, but you didn't get it? Is that what you really expecting us to believe right now? And then today it comes out that, you know, they received this video 3 months ago, and there's a voicemail from somebody at the NFL saying, oh yeah, girl, we've seen it and it's wretched. So yes, I don't actually think Roger Goodell is going to be, I don't think he'll actually be terminated, but whatever happens to him, it's just good to see bad things happening to him because I fucking hate him.
Okay, great.
So, yay.
Delicious.
There's at least one good thing out of this.
And also, I just can't continue without saying that Ray Rice kind of looks like the back of a billy goat's ass, like, you know, and they have like a wild goat, like the ones that don't wash. And so how they have like those huge dingleberries, like he just looks like mad and shit.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the visual. I'm a little ill, but it's appreciated.
Can you imagine like matted goat shit?
I could imagine it, but why would I, friend?
With a fist.
Why? Why?
Like, he's the worst.
He really is. Fuck Ray Rice. Today, yesterday, tomorrow. And fuck all you fuck niggas on the internet who were talking about how you whooped a woman's ass one time and this is what she did to deserve it. And oh well, fuck all y'all too. Just fuck the entirety of you people. Y'all are just terrible. Just terrible. Getting on the internet talking about black women and the time you had to hit your girlfriend and this is what she did to push you
to
that point.
Here's what it is. The jig is up. You niggas need to stop getting on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook to like live out the life that you want to have. Like, stop it. Like, stop getting on Twitter, stop getting on Facebook, stop getting on all these different social media apps and like giving us this attitude and giving us this persona that is not you. Like, you literally are living vicariously through 00011100, like all of this digital coding,
right,
that is on the internet. Like, that's what you're getting your life through, and then you're gonna have to log off at some point and get back to whatever your sad reality is, girl. We all know about it. Like, you're not fooling anybody. So, you know, jokes and jokes and jokes and jokes, but you know who's gonna have the last laugh? Ha! King Jesus. That too. And those are the hot topics for this week. And we're going to take a break and come right back. Hey guys, just want to remind you that you should go and check out our sponsors at Nature Box, one of our very favorite sponsors. And they're a subscription service that provides smart, delicious snacks that they can deliver directly to your home, office, and the like. There are no hydrogenated oils, no artificial colors, none of that gross stuff. They're so delicious. And they've got new snacks like the cheddar and onion sunflower kernels, the baked cheddar potato sticks, and the sour cream and onion almonds that I love so much. They're so good, so check them out.
Yes, guys, when you first sign up, you'll receive a discovery box full of surprise snacks, and then you have the option to choose whichever snacks you want, or you can keep going with the discovery and get something new and fun. It's available in 3 different sizes at 3 different price points, so you can pick the one that's right for you and your family. It's so great because you don't have to worry about stopping by the supermarket. You can have your snacks sent straight to your home or office, wherever you'd like. So again, head on over to naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your first month. They've got all kinds of great stuff, dried fruits, whole wheat fig bars, all kinds of granola. There's just so many different options. So again, naturebox.com/3 to get 50% off your very first box.
Yes, NatureBox. Go check them out. Let them know that the Reed sent you. And let's continue with our show. So it's time now for our letters.
It is. Send your dialing questions to asktheread@gmail.com. And let's just jump right in with a question from Nick. It says, I'm a 21-year-old gay guy from Jamaica, and I've been dating a guy for about 6 months now. He works a lot, sometimes 7 days a week, and I went to spend the weekend with him as I normally do. I was bored at his house and decided to browse the web using his iPad. I went to Facebook to sign in, but his account wasn't signed out. So I decided to take a look at his stuff, and I read a few of his messages.
Oh, girl.
I saw that he's messaging dudes, inviting them to his house and telling them, how he loves them, giving them his number, and making promises to buy them all sorts of things. I was completely heartbroken because I was so into him, and he's told me that he wants me and loves me. I confronted him about the messages, and we had a big fight. He said it was just idle talk and for fun, and he has never met any of those people before. And I believed him to a certain extent because the messages didn't indicate that they met for real, and I don't know what he talks about via text message with these guys. Sometimes he gets texts, and I see where guys send him things like, hey, baby, or hey, hun. He tells me that I'm the only one he's with, and he doesn't want anybody else, but I just can't help feeling cheated, and it's hard for me to trust him. What should I do? P.S. We're not even having sex. So, when I heard you're not even having sex, I was like, so why are you dealing with this at all? Because, I mean, honestly, without the presence of the dick, then I just don't even understand why you are so attached. Because, all right, so what do we, what, but other than that, because that is what jumped out to me.
Literally, like, not attached. Like, there's no attachment.
What do you do when your man is sending, quote unquote, harmless messages via app to other people, but swears that it's just some internet shit?
First of all, rock out for you being black and in Jamaica, because, I mean, from Jamaica, in Jamaica, which, like,
whichever,
whatever, yeah, is, rock out. I would say leave him. Like, if you're not getting laid,
come on, number one.
I feel like some guys, they just suck so much. No, guys, a lot of guys are just flirty and they like to
attention.
That. Yeah, they like the attention of men, women, men and women, whatever.
Whomever, really.
You know, so it could be that, but I also think that that's inappropriate if you're in a relationship. So if this is your boyfriend, then I would say leave his ass. If this is somebody that you're dating, and it's not like a commitment, then I would say then just leave it where it is and you have your own fun too.
Well, but I mean, he says that they've been dating for 6 months. So I guess that could be either way. But it seems to me if you're saying I love you, right. You know what that is.
You know the answer to that. You can love someone and still not be in a committed relationship with them. That don't mean shit. Just because you've been dating for 6 months and you love each other, you ain't even had sex, whatever. But just because you love each other and you know, you say that you've been dating for however long, it does not mean that you are in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. If you haven't had that conversation, then maybe that's the conversation that you need to have. If you have and you've come to the decision that you are supposed to be, you know, boyfriends committed to one another, then that's something I think is inappropriate. If he wants to flirt, then he's got you to flirt with. If he wants, you know, someone to come over and watch Netflix and, I don't know, eat out, whatever the fuck.
Right.
And well, by eat out, I mean beef patties.
Now look, only the filthy thought something else. So.
And some more beef patties. But
you look like Dustin right there.
And so, you know, but if you're, you know, like dating and taking things slow and there hasn't been a conversation about commitment, then odds are he's dating other men as well. I don't think that he would be inviting whoever to his house and no one's ever come over. Like, I mean,
right
point. Okay, if you're if you're not really like together, then just have your fun too and have your fun with him and don't take it too seriously or what have you. If you want to be with just him and don't want him to be talking to other people, then have that conversation too. And if this nigga is like supposed to be your man, then I wouldn't stand for it.
Like, if you
and you're not getting dick any way that this is sliced,
it keeps going back to that
way.
You're not like, getting any ass,
there's
so
none. No, here, not nothing, nothing here.
Why are you even putting forth
into the DNA? And I don't mean DNA, I mean D and A. I'm looking into that pool here, and I'm not seeing anything coming.
You are just nasty today.
Like, I don't see anything. Like, there's nothing here happening. Like, so what is?
Right.
Is he have like a warm smile, nigga? Like, I don't.
How have you been together for 6 months and haven't slept? Well, I guess maybe if you haven't ever had sex at all, but if I'm in a committed relationship for 6 months and we're not having sex, it's because one of us doesn't have any genitals. Like, that is literally the only reason. But
unless
you're like have this conversation. Yeah, unless y'all are super, you know, like religious or something, which, okay, cute for you. Like, I'm not against, obviously. I feel like everybody should be abstaining from sex as much as possible, because y'all tend to lose your minds when
it's just all out here.
Yeah, and it just because it's something about having sex with somebody that just unleashes all these feelings, and y'all just can't even.
If you going through that nigga's Facebook now, and he ain't blasted,
and he
you
ain't
out
even
yet,
gave you no dick yet,
like nothing.
Oh no.
Let me explain. And did he say that he's never had sex?
No, he didn't. He didn't say he's never had sex. Oh, okay, but that okay. They are not having sex.
But either way, if you're feeling that way now, and you haven't even gotten any yet, sweetheart,
it's going to get worse.
I'm here to inform you on this Black Ass Wednesday.
You better testify.
You don't want to do it. Do not, because
yes,
baby. And Apple is just making it easier and easier to get these niggas caught up. They out here allowing you to share locations and in the middle of conversation to just like basically floating cameras over the
right.
side of people's heads. Like, you can literally just check into an app and just see the whole house and just like, don't do it. Don't do it.
You don't want to do this to yourself.
Have the conversation.
Yeah.
And definitely don't even go, like, don't even think about having sex with him at all until you have decided that y'all are just together. If you can't handle him dating and talking to other guys, keep it to yourself. And I would just date somebody else.
I would too, but I know that is a lot easier said than done. So good luck to you. Let's move on. Our next question comes from Ash, who says, my father has a white wife. So... Ash is just like,
okay, great.
Just so you know, dad is black. His wife is white.
He didn't wait. He didn't even say my stepmom.
No, well, I think Ash is a girl, but
she.
Yeah, she's just like not stepmother.
My father has a white wife.
Stepmama, no. Everybody I know who hates their step parents refuses. They'd be like, Kathy, that bitch Brenda. She know who she is.
She described
over there using
like
up all my daddy's
belt.
Earth.
Like some gator boots.
Oh, my dad just picked up this white wife.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes. So, one of my many problems with this bitch is her constant use of nigga.
Excuse me?
Child. If the puppy is running around, she'll say, oh, get that nigga. My father last night said something about stopping at Walmart on the way home, and her response was, nigga, you not going to Walmart tonight. Now, I usually, out of respect for my father, just ignore this bitch, and I've done so for years, but I'm fed the fuck up. With my passion and emotions at an all-time high with what's happening in Ferguson, I am one motherfucking comment away from saying fuck it and telling her exactly which part of my black ass she can kiss, swallow, and suck on. And let her know if she has a problem with anything I just said, then raise up, bitch, because I have no problem socking her in her goddamn mouth. Listen, Ash, go the fuck. Listen, we would be friends. This is my last week with my dad before I go back home to start my senior year of college. I guess my question is, how should I approach this discussion so that it can stay a discussion? Because what I want to do, because what I want to do is probably not going to lead to anything nice. Please help.
So?
This is a time where you're just going to have an experience that is not nice. You're just going to, there's no gentle and kind way to approach your daddy's white wife and be like, let's discuss your use of nigga and how I don't like it. Like this, the fact, but really your daddy should be the one checking her on this shit.
I'm saying.
I'm so confused as to how there is a black man in America who's letting a white woman call him nigga, like under any circumstances at all. This is not.
I'm confused.
Child, my ancestors died for this? Like. I'm sorry. What? No, it ain't no white person. I love white people. I have 4 white friends. Blah, blah,
I wish.
But girl,
that any
no the fuck you want. No, you will not.
Of these black ass gentlemen in my family would bring home a anybody, man, bring home a white person.
Right.
And let me hear them utter that word in my presence.
Cuz I'm not the one.
All of y'all gonna be uncomfortable that day. And I'm gonna let you know who's gonna be the last to give a fuck, me right here.
Yes. In fact, the more uncomfortable you are, the better I feel, because you need to feel uncomfortable. Because why in the hell are you referring to black people and just other like you really just using nigga like you are part of the community and part of the culture and part of the race? Like, girl, what the fuck? Who are you?
I'd cuss her ass out.
I would too, Ash.
Like, I would honestly
cuss her ass out.
The thing is, I don't think that it would get violent, because I would hope that she would have enough sense not to argue with you about that, because I can't understand how you as a white person, no matter how you grew up, whatever your environment is, how many black dicks you've sucked, I can't really see how matter. You could argue that. Like, you just can't. I don't care how many black people have allowed you to say the word nigga. You just know that that's some shit you're not supposed, like, you're taking right. a risk. So if you cuss her ass out, she really shouldn't even be arguing with you in return. So I don't see how a fight should start unless you just want one.
Right.
So you don't need. But
which I don't blame you. I've been in a situation where you just like, I'm actually ready for these hands.
Like, you know, like as much.
Sometimes you want to.
The more and more that I start speaking, the more I realize that I just want to whoop your ass. Like, I just feel like I'm done talking now.
I'm
like,
talking
I don't,
and I'm talking, and yet I just really, I'm possessed with the urge to sock you in your motherfucking mouth.
Like just.
It's overwhelming to me.
So maybe sit like on the other side of the room. You know, and right. just
or keep it real. If you want to keep it really cute, say something to your daddy. Like, I understand that's your white woman, and whatever kinky shit y'all have going on in the bedroom is your business. But her use of nigga around me is not going to fly. So either you can tell her to stop, or I can tell her to stop. But if I do it, it's gonna be way more stank than if you do.
I think that out of respect for your dad, you should definitely do that first. Say something to him about it first and say that you are not comfortable with it. You think that it's wrong and see whatever his response is.
Right.
And if you hear that shit again, girl, let have. That's how I feel about it. Try to keep your hands, feet, and other objects.
Yeah,
to
just
yourself.
Don't hit her first. In fact, obviously we can't tell. We don't want anybody to hit anybody, but we just saying sometimes it gets real. Like,
you know, just that's what I'm saying. Sit your ass on the other side of the room.
Yes.
And just try to keep as calm as possible. But I would definitely say something to her, and hopefully she doesn't
almost
start
definitely.
To get bucked. Because you're not gonna call me. You're not gonna call my. Not even. You're not gonna call my daddy a nigga, and then like try and get slick with me. Because like then how do you not get your ass? Like,
right.
How do you not? Like you call my daddy a nigga, and then you want to like have an attitude. I have to kick your ass. Right. Like I feel like that's my civic. Like that's my duty.
It's like
I have to do it.
All roads in this situation lead to this woman getting her ass whooped.
Whooped. Like there's no way around
like
it.
Like all of like girl, I mean really, the only thing that could save her ass from getting whooped is if she actually says, you know what, you're right, I'm very sorry, that was insensitive, blah blah blah, I will not do it again. Like that, and that's what should be what she
and
says.
That's really what should be like.
Right.
There should
be no
argument.
Other she should not argue with you about her right to say nigga, because then I understand that the urge to hit her will just be it'll just be too great. And you'll have to excuse yourself from the galaxy in order to avoid socking her in her teeth. I get it, girl. I really do. Good luck with that. Trying
Let
to figure
us know what happened. Chow,
I guess. Because, girl, what? Our last question comes from Anonymous and says, this is a quick and fun question. Kifuri and Crystal, if the two of you could wake up the next day as the opposite sex, what would you do?
Get pregnant.
I have been trying all my life to not get pregnant, and that's the first thing you would do?
I feel like that would be... Like, I feel like if I woke up a woman tomorrow, I would be pregnant within a month.
Really?
Like, I just
so
I just feel like...
you just don't give a fuck about birth control or condoms.
I don't even really know how that works.
I mean, well, there's a bunch of different ones, but you can take a pill or there's a shot, there's a patch.
Like insulin shots?
Well, I don't know if it's like insulin shots, but I mean, the most common is the birth control. We're getting off the point. Why would you be pregnant?
I feel like I wouldn't make sound decisions.
Oh, you would just want dick. Just. Your face!
Oh my God, just everywhere.
Just, are you serious?
Like, I feel like if you're this is a sad truth. If you're a woman, you can honestly fuck like any nigga you want. Like.
Probably.
It's not
that's likely
why
to be that
I've
hard.
Said if a woman says I can get dick anytime I want.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
You shouldn't trust anyone who brags about the ability to get penis whenever they so desire, because it's not hard.
I mean, that's universal. You can walk up and down the street and find somebody willing to offer you some dick. Like, it's actually annoying. It's nothing really to brag about. It's not an accomplishment, but the fact that your hoe ass would immediately just get started sucking and fucking, finding you a baby daddy.
No, you know what I think I would really do if I woke up like a woman tomorrow? I would spend like a week transforming into the baddest bitch that I know how to be. Like, I would have like a 37-inch weave.
Okay.
And I would have
why
like,
not?
I would go to like Sephora and I'd be like, get my makeup, you know, get my makeup right. Not like your hoes. Be like, cause I don't know what's wrong with Sephora employees. Like, they supposed to look crazy. I want you to do my, give me like a natural look. And then I'm going to like, I'm just going to be a Tumblr bohemian. I'm going to be like, hey, friend, hey.
Okay. So,
but with weave.
Yeah, but with weave. Okay. Do you know how much money a 37-inch weave is going to cost you? Like, with good hair, not pack hair?
Like I want the kind of hair that, like, I want, like, Beyonce weave that you can, like, jump in the ocean with.
Oh, okay. So, like, a $12,000 wig.
A what?
Beyonce's wigs are high as hell. And I heard... This is what I heard about them, that they're all a minimum of $10,000 and they are like hand constructed. Like somebody is one by one inserting these pieces of hair into these wigs to make them look. That's why they look so good and her edges always look full and her ponytails be looking right and shit. And you always be like, where the fuck is Beyonce sewing? Like, listen, some high def shit goes into Beyonce's wigs and weaves, and that's why she always
want it.
I do too. I mean, but shit, bitch, who has the kind of money that is what? I'm sorry, that is a whole. Like, you have to basically be Beyonce to afford that kind of hair, cause girl, the fuck. But yeah, okay. I think I would. If I woke up as a man, that's not. It doesn't sound exciting. What do you even do other than play with your penis? I think I would just. Look at it, like flop it around a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I would spend like 20 whole minutes just playing with my boobs. Hopefully if I had them.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine like how women have titties and you don't just like squeeze them.
I think I would, well, I almost said it's actually not that hard to avoid squeezing your titties, but I would probably just enjoy. Like you did on Bravo that time.
Yeah.
Just constantly adjusting your bra and shit.
They just seem fun.
I mean, they're not bad, but I think I would enjoy like walking to and from work and nobody sexually harassing me. That sounds
nice.
Just super dope. So maybe I think I would just kind of enjoy the privilege of being a man more than I would enjoy anything physical about being a man, because honestly, I'm sorry, your bodies are boring for the most part. Other than the ones who have like, no, but like, other than the boys who have like really nice bodies, like somebody really nice or interesting to look at, men's bodies in general, like their anatomy does not thrill me. There's, well, I mean, obviously, but still, it's just as like, you just have a penis, like. What's so fun? Maybe I would figure out the big deal about penises.
Mo beef for us.
Ooh, I think I would have sex with a boy and a girl just to see which one I liked better.
What?
See, this is why people are going to stop asking us personal questions, because we are weirdos.
I really want to know, like, what... I'm done.
This is about to get graphic, so...
Yeah, never mind. I'm just so... Like, it's so fascinating to me.
Yeah.
There's so much going on in there.
I mean, yes, there is a lot going on in, like, the inside, like, the lady vault.
But then, like, also the outside, and then, like the hood,
what's
and
so
then, like, the chassis.
Oh, would you, like, try to... And bitch, like, the chassis. Like,
the transmission.
You should look for your clitoris and see how long it takes you to find it, and then be like, that was less time than it would take a straight man. Like, because I feel confident in your ability to locate a clitoris.
I mean,
I feel like you could do it.
I feel like I know exactly where they are.
It's right there. And yet, I've just heard so many stories from these girls who are like, sex is boring. And I'm like, why? Why is your boyfriend not?
Because he doesn't know.
Doesn't know how to tune you up. Yeah, he's not diddling with the with
or like
the
Corporate Barbie said, like, if you have a guy who thinks that urine comes from your clitoris, don't don't share your vagina with him.
Or if he thinks urine comes from your vagina, that is also incorrect.
Yeah.
So maybe pull out a handy dandy chart and, you know.
But if Orange is the Black is true, then a few women don't know.
I'm sure there are women who don't know their own anatomy, which is sad, but you know,
schools. There's just so much down there. There's just like, there's
it's really not so that many, it's really not that confusing.
Valleys and hidden tunnels and underground railroads and all kinds of shit. It's just like, with men, it's right there.
Yeah.
It's all right there. No surprises. Well, there can be surprises. You know, and...
Maybe that's why I'm not interested, because, like, there's nothing... There's no
mystery.
Would you
want to be, like, uncut? Or would you want to be, like...
I think I would rather be circumcised, just because that's how many, like, penises I've seen in my life. They've all been circumcised. Yeah. So... I mean, not that there's anything wrong with uncircumcised, obviously, but I think it's just because that's what I'm used to seeing, and that's what I would go for if I could.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, like,
is it fun? Like, having a penis? Like, do you do something? Is it like, is it hard? Like, do you accidentally sit on it sometimes?
You know, sometimes I just be like forgetting about him.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you know, like,
yeah.
I mean, until like I go home and I'm naked, then it's just like, oh, hey, girl. You know, it's like, we don't, like, it's just a penis. Like, yeah. There's not, it's not like a vagina where you have like monthly action and then like life comes through it. It's
right.
Just like, we just pee.
Well, I do play with my titties sometimes. As long as it's not like a sore titty week, like the week before my period, don't touch
like,
me.
We don't even have like,
otherwise,
that.
I
like,
do.
Our bodies are just here.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's what we would do if we were the opposite sex, and that's probably why we aren't the opposite sex. If you
yeah,
have,
I feel like God made the right.
Yeah, I feel like God was like, these fools could not handle it.
I said this. Side. He knew that I wanted men, but I could not. I could never have the strength to be a woman. It was just too much, like brassieres and expectations, and then
tampons.
Oh God,
all kinds of things. I feel like if I ever date a guy, the whole internet is gonna be like, but remember when you said men's bodies are boring and you don't see the point and all this other stuff. So.
I mean, no, men's bodies don't bore me.
Mm. Okay. Well, anyway, let's move on before this gets nasty.
Okay, great.
Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com and we will be right back.
Hey guys, do not forget to check out our awesome, awesome sponsors at Hulu Plus. As usual, you can go to huluplus.com/theread and get access to a free extended trial. It's 2 weeks of dope content on Hulu Plus. They've got some of your favorite shows, including Once Upon a Time, which I just caught up on, and I'm really excited for the next season. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, of course, like I always say, Sailor Moon Crystal's on there. Dragon Ball Z is on there. Attack on Titan, in case you like anime like I do. So just go and check them out.
Yeah, guys, you can head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. We are hooking you up with a free 2-week trial. It is normally $7.99 a month, and you can check out great current season shows like Kid Fury just said of stuff like Bob's Burgers, which I love so much, Modern Family, Master Chef, The Mindy Project. And then you can also see every episode of shows like Law and Order SVU, Hell's Kitchen, Grey's Anatomy, The Cosby Show, Everybody Loves Raymond. The list really goes on and on and on. So head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. I love watching using my Apple TV because it's just so dope to hook up my laptop and then I can just turn on my Apple TV and then watch Hulu right on my regular TV. But you can also use your mobile device. There's different gaming systems you can use. So again, head on over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Find your favorite way to watch Hulu and check it out with a free 2-week trial.
Yes, that's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. So go and check them out and find something great to watch. Let us know what you like. And now let's continue the show. All right, so it's time for the read.
It is.
I feel like you have something really good.
I don't know if it's really good.
I feel like you have something like important to life.
I just have a story to tell, really. It's not.
I'm going to go first.
Are you sure?
I mean, because okay, you go.
Okay. I mean, or you can. I don't really care.
Like, it's not. Just go ahead.
Okay. So, like I said, I have a story to tell you. I actually have not told you or anybody else about this. But last week, I had an incident with the NYPD and MTA. And I just want to briefly explain why you should not send somebody in color context who talked to me about anything ever at all for any reason. If you are in a position of authority and somebody needs to come talk to me, send the person who is not wearing color context, because off top, I know that this person is not about business and I just can't.
No,
I just can't. So this is what happened. First of all, you should know I was already having a shitty day. My bag had just broken. So I put all my stuff in like this plastic bag that I just had at my desk at work.
Okay.
And then of course, so I'm walking along the streets looking like I don't have anywhere to live with this plastic bag with like my wallet and my Kindle in it.
Dope.
So then of course the straps to the plastic bag break. And so I'm holding it together. Like, just looking really, I look really lost and just like I'm not having a great day or a great week, month, year, any of it. Anyway, I get to the train station and I'm waiting to take the train and somebody knocks into me and my cell phone falls down onto the train tracks.
Of course.
And I'm just like, really? Because I was in a rush. I was supposed to be going somewhere else so that I could go somewhere else so that I could catch the train. Like, I had some shit to do. I had somewhere to go. So I'm very frustrated. And initially, I'm like, okay, here we go. I go tell the MTA representative what happened. And he's like, okay, I'm going to call somebody. It'll be 45 minutes to an hour. Now, I don't understand why it takes y'all 45 minutes to an hour when y'all could just buy a reach and stick off of As Seen on TV for $6 and have it right there. So that's, I would even take the reach and stick and just go down there, use the reach and stick, get my phone, and this could be done in less than 2 minutes. MTA, you motherfuckers stay with fare increases and shutting the shit down on weekends. The one won't go past 96th Street or whatever the fuck else. Y'all stay doing some shit. And yet there are never really any tangible upgrades to anything. Like, I've lived here for over 2 years and it has been the same shithole.
Oh, they got some brand new, like, iPhone 6 Plus sized screen set up in the white neighborhood.
Oh, do they? Oh, right, right.
Incorrect ass time.
Oh, yeah, with they blue emergency call button. Like, cause I guess if you in trouble in Harlem, just fuck you. But if you down in the financial district, then, you know, go ahead. Anyway, so I have an attitude because I don't have 60 minutes to waste with MTA. Like, I need my fucking phone so that I can go. So initially, I was like, obviously not when a train was coming, but I would like crouch down by the edge and try to gauge, see how far down it was, or like, it wasn't at all possible for me to go down and get it. Because the last time this happened, a super tall man walked by and he just jumped down, picked up my phone and jumped back out. But I'm only 5 feet and the ledge was too high up. So I figured out pretty quickly I was not going to be able to get my phone myself. So I let it go. I was extremely annoyed and frustrated. And then other people kept talking to me about why I shouldn't go down and get my phone, which only pissed me off more because nobody asked you to fucking speak to me. Like,
no,
leave me alone.
No,
do not talk to me. Go the fuck away. So anyway, after about 15 minutes, 20 minutes of me like trying to see if I could get my phone and then realizing that I couldn't, I just went and sat down and decided, you know, I'm just going to wait for MTA to come get my fucking phone and leave it alone. In walks these two NYPD officers and they're walking up and down the platform like they looking for somebody. They shining flashlights and shit. And I'm like, oh shit, what's going down? They leave. They didn't see whatever they was looking for. So they leave. They come back and then they come up to me and they're like, well, miss, what's the problem? First of all, don't ask me a question that you already know the answer to. Why are you asking me a question that you already know the answer to? Clearly the problem is that my phone is on the fucking platform, on the train tracks. What I don't understand is why y'all are talking to me. So I'm hot, I'm annoyed, I'm irritated. It's going to be another hour or so for my fucking phone to get out of the fucking train tracks. So these people are come up to me and they're asking me these questions. And I said, well, the problem is that my phone is on the track. And she says, well, we got a report that you were trying to go down on the tracks. And so we decided to come check it out and make sure you weren't really going to do that. I said, are you going to get my phone? Because I didn't understand why she was speaking to me at all, unless it was about my cell phone. And she said, no, I'm not getting my ass on the tracks to get your phone. Why would I do that? I said, so I'm going to need you to get out of my face because first of all, who the fuck invited you? Like, I didn't ask you to be here. I didn't ask you to come up. And I have been waiting to cuss some police out, honestly. It's been a long time. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I've been feeling that. So when I saw them, I was mad. Child, this bitch had the nerve to tell me that I needed to be worried about myself and not worried about my phone. And I need to have my priorities straight. And they don't know if I'm crazy in the head or if I'm straight in the head and all this. And I'm like, you are saying that MTA can call the fucking NYPD and y'all can show up and come talk to me about not going on the tracks to get my phone, but nobody who works for this godforsaken city has a reach and stick so you can just get my fucking phone? The entire problem here is that my phone is on the tracks and it's through no fault of my own, but I'm frustrated and I have shit to do. So I don't really want to sit here and talk to you about whether I'm going on the fucking tracks. I'm not down there. I was sitting in my seat when you got here. So why the fuck didn't you just leave? Why are you still harassing me about this? And she's like, it's no need for you to cuss because nobody's fucking cursing at you. And I said, well, bitch, is it illegal to curse? And she said, yes, actually. I'm like, okay, but you just did it. So then which one of us is going to jail for it? Are you really about to do this with me right now? And then I don't even understand. I had to tell her, I don't understand why somebody with colored contacts is in my face right now. Like, I don't understand why you were sent and your friend here who doesn't have the colored contacts isn't the one speaking. Because you, like, I'm supposed to be looking at you in your face and taking you seriously and I'm unable to do it. So, girl, you just gonna have to get out my, like, you just really gonna have to get out my face. And I'm talking to these people like I'm white. Like, I'm talking to the police like I have no problems, no worries. Like, I just don't give a fuck if they shoot me. I'm talking to the police like I am just full and free, nigga, just like going completely the fuck off. That's and she's just mad at me because you put on color contacts. Like I took you to the swap meet and said, bitch, pick out the greens and just wear them to work. Like, NYPD, MTA. It was a completely ridiculous exchange. I said, girl, I don't have time. And she was like, it's officer. I said, girl, I don't have time. Like, you are really, truly going to have to get out of my face. And she was like, well, we're going to stand here with you until the trains finish leaving and your phone gets out of the tracks. And I said, well, that's grand. You stand right here. I'm going to go take a seat. You feel free to stand all that you want to. But I'm not having a conversation with you when I didn't ask for you to be here. All I want is to get my phone. And then another 35 minutes passed before finally somebody with the fucking MTA found a reaching stick and came and got my phone out the tracks. And so this whole ridiculous, insane ordeal was only made worse by the fact that somebody at MTA decided that I was like a risk or scary. And so instead of just saying, ma'am, can you not, like, girl, it's creeping us out that you're doing that. Can you just take a seat or else we'll have to call somebody to come? Like, instead of saying something, they just decide to call the police. And the police in this city, do you have nothing else to do? Like, is there no real crime? Are there not white people down in lower Manhattan stealing thousands, millions of dollars from other companies or private people? Like, is there nothing in this city for you motherfuckers to do than come harass me? Like, I was offended. Like, I was pissed. And I'm just so glad that I had the chance to really cuss out two police officers the way I really felt it in my spirit. Because again, don't come to me on some bullshit when I didn't ask to talk to you. If you're not here to rescue my phone from the fucking gutter, then don't talk to me. I didn't ask for you here. I would not like to continue looking at your face. Get out of my fucking face. Period.
All right.
So, shout out to NYPD for completely getting on my nerves. And that's it for me. What about you?
So, I just want to say very quickly to those of you, usually hood rats in New York City.
Okay.
That, don't own headphones. Let me explain something to you. Don't nobody want to hear none of whatever the fuck it is that you're listening to on your motherfucking phone. Yes, I like Dipset. Yes, I get into, you know, the occasional whatever the fuck it is that you're listening to, Jadakiss. I love all of that hood shit. But you know what? You know when I want to hear Jadakiss? When I play Jadakiss. You know when I want to hear Diplomatic Immunity? When I play that shit. You know when I want to hear Migos? When I'm playing that shit. Get headphones. They don't cost that much. What do I have to do? Do I have to fucking start a nonprofit and just beg companies to donate headphones for all you bitches that can't spare $19.99 at Best Buy or Radio Shack and put some fucking music in? Like, why do we all have to hear your music? Right. Nobody wants to do it. Nobody, you know, the only reason why I'm listening to your music on the train or wherever in public is because I probably forgot my headphones and now I'm forced to listen to you. But instead of opening up my iPhone and scrolling my way down to motherfucking Flawless or scrolling my way down to whatever the fuck and having everybody on here listening to Azealia Banks, having everybody on this motherfucking listening to Paramore, I just sit there and deal with the fact that I fucked up and didn't bring my headphones with me. So now I have to listen to the shit sounds of New York City. That's what I have to do with my day because I forgot my device.
Yes.
And so why don't you just try that out? Like, I don't understand what people be thinking when they're on the train playing their music from their phone or iPad or whatever the fuck. Like, everybody on here wants to hear that. Like, turn that shit off.
Exactly.
Who you think you a jukebox, bitch? Like, what are you, like, nobody? You a walking Pandora, bitch? You feel like you Spotify? Get out of my motherfucking face. Anybody ask for your fake-ass iTunes radio-ass existence, bitch? Go away. Get headphones. Get them. They're not all that. Would you feel like...
You okay?
Get headphones. Like, it literally just happened to me today as I was getting off on the train. Luckily, I had my headphones with me, but I wasn't wearing them when I got on the train. And this nigga just immediately reminded me to take the shit out and put it on there. Every time I forget my headphones when I leave the house, I'm very quickly reminded that I left my headphones at home. Because I miss all the bullshit when I have my headphones on.
Right.
I just be thinking that they're normal days, but then when I forget them and I'm on the train, it's always something fucking crazy. And I'm like, oh, it's just, there's something crazy always happening. I just usually miss it because I'm not listening to it because I have headphones on. Buy them. Buy them. Nobody wants to listen to your fucking cousin's mixtape. Nobody. Buy them. Dumbass. They're like, they're cheap.
Right. Or ugh, the people who like sing along out loud on the train. I'm just like, that's less annoying, but it's like, still just like, what are you doing?
What is wrong with you? If you can afford all those the bedazzled ass denim that you niggas be wearing walking down 125th Street, if you can afford all of these heinous, gaudy ass right, jeans, you could probably spend $20 on some headphones and leave the rest of us the fuck alone. Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Get some get right.
I love it.
That's mine.
Okay. That wraps up another episode of The Read. Let's see. Do we have any announcements this week?
Yes. We're going to be live in Boston on Saturday. If you don't have your tickets, you can go to thereadboston.com right now and get some. Also, we're going to be in Atlanta, Georgia on the 21st.
Yes.
And tickets are available for that also. Thereadatlanta.com.
Yes.
And the same thing for thereaddallas.com, which is in October. And also we have a show in Charlotte, North Carolina in late October as well. I just posted that flyer up on Twitter. I'm sure that I'll post it again. For those of you, we're going to be, you know, giving you a cute campus show there in Charlotte,
mm-hmm,
which is kind of like something that the school put together, I think.
Yeah.
Or a few organizations. So that should be really cool and really excited. So if you're in Boston, Atlanta, Dallas, or Charlotte, we're coming to see you very soon, so hopefully you can come and see us. And we're also working on some more dates for some more cities, so just keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
Yes. Also, the book club, we are going to do our first book club chat, and I still don't really know how this is going to work, but we're going to try it anyway. Sunday, this Sunday. Shit, is that this Sunday? Yeah, it is. Damn, the 14th. Sunday the 14th at 4 p.m. Eastern. So check bookclub.crystal.com. Hopefully you've read Americana and you're ready. So we'll be doing that this Sunday. And I think that's it for me, actually.
TNM.
TNM. I'm not even going to try. What
These
is it?
These niggas mad.
Okay. I'm going to go.
They're so mad. Like, you niggas are so mad. But at the same time, you're welcome.
Okay. I'm not sure who that was for, but I'm certain it was
I
a blessing.
I got the antidote.
I'm so
the recipe. The seasoning.
You do this every time.
And you're welcome.
And y'all are welcome. We'll see y'all next week.